Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything, where you can ask me anything about CTE, teaching multiple preps, being a mom, secondary teaching, being an administrator, whatever you want to ask. So this is the second episode for the week, and it is only during the summer. If you have a question, feel free to send me an email at hello@kristenmasick.com or a DM on Instagram at kristenmasick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Today's question comes from Kara. She says, I have 6 different high school classes each day. I see some of my students for 3 to 4 of those classes. What can I do as a quick question/bell ringer without having to have them repeat or make 6 different daily questions? Oh, Kara, I feel you on this one. I have had several years where I've had students in multiple of my classes. One of the ways I thought to make my life easier was to have very similar questions in each of the classes. But then when I found out that I had one kid in several classes, I felt like I had to abandon ship and abandon my idea. First off, you can decide whether or not you really want to abandon it, because it depends on if you feel like you have the time to make something different. Another suggestion would be that instead of having the questions be specific, like a review question, you could have a more broad question that you use frequently that has to be something like, what were 3 things that you remember from last class period? Or what is a question you have from the last class period that you didn't get answered or is still a little fuzzy? Questions like that you could use in every single class. You could already have an idea of what to ask just based on exit tickets from the day before, or you just look at the exit tickets. Something that could be difficult about that is you don't know if students can even recall what you did. So you could have some sort of reminder on the board of this was last time's objective, and then have that other question. So those are some ideas. Now, the next thing is, I know you are avoiding writing different questions, but you could just have AI do it for you. You could have the objectives. So same idea. These were the objectives from last class period. Can you write some questions? That would be another idea. Or you could also do something different where it's maybe not content specific, but something more like, would you rather? Or one of the things that I used to like to do when it came to bell ringers is we would watch Kickstarter. So just depending on the classes that you are teaching, for my intro to engineering design or capstone class, we used to watch Kickstarters and reflect on what they liked about the design, some questions they had, and what they would change about the design. So you could have something like that. So once again, you're using that same like question stem, but maybe you're just switching around the content a little bit every class period. The final idea is to have your students use something like a quiz. When you are presenting new content, you could have your students write quiz questions. So you lecture or do direct instruction for 10, 15 minutes, and then at the conclusion of that, they come up with one or two questions on their own, and then they pair up with another student and they quiz the other student. They decide which questions to keep, which ones to toss out. They also can refine their questions. Then those pairs find another pair to work with and do the same thing. So you can choose how many questions you want them to come up with as a group of four, whether that's one question, two questions, three questions, and then you could collect those questions and create a question bank. The following day, you could either do eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or go through all of their questions and select which one you think is going to be the best that might encourage students to really think through their answer. And that could be your question for your bell ringer. It would be a great way to find out where they felt your content, what was most important, and whether or not you might need to do some reteaching. I hope you got some ideas today of different ways to use bell ringers, especially with those students who love taking your classes. If you found today's question and answer helpful, make sure that you share it with a colleague. If you also have a question, send me a DM or an email at Kristen Masick, KHRISTNMASSIC. Until next week.